What about the issue of bowel perforation with Bev? My understanding is, you know, even though this was seen in the metastatic trials where people had surgery and maybe some intra-abdominal disease, I don't know what, but that it's not being seen in the adjuvant study.
Well, I think it happens, but it's rare. When it happens, it's dramatic. It's dramatic for the patient. It's dramatic for the people managing. And, of course, there's nothing like feeling as an oncologist that you've caused a Graves' complication in somebody by a drug you've injected into them.
So if a patient says to you, let's say the patient, again, is on an adjuvant trial, so they don't have any intra-abdominal tumor, says to you, what's your best guess of what the excess risk of a bowel perforation would be because I'm taking this drug?
I think it's very low, 1% to 2% of patients at most.
What about, and this again, this is coming up in 5-6 different tumors right now. What about this issue of arterial events with bevacizumab? Is there an increase in complication? Is there an age relationship?
There is an age relationship that patients over 65 are more likely to get thrombotic events, and that patients who've had a prior arterial thrombotic event like a stroke or an MI have a far higher risk. And so does that mean that if you're seeing a 75-year-old person who had an MI when they were 65 that you shouldn't use bevacizumab? I'm still willing to use it in those patients, but I do tell them that they potentially have an increased risk.
Now, your CEO, how old was he?
He was in his 40s.
Wow, 40.
Well,
so
right.
If he asked you, I mean, maybe he did ask you, what your best guess was about the increased risk of an arterial event in somebody like him. I assume he didn't have any cardiovascular
history. He doesn't have any cardiovascular.
What would you say to him?
I would say to him that it's very low, 1% to 2% again.
75, 80-year-old person, history of hypertension, but no actual cardiovascular events.
So still in the single digits.
Right.
But okay. If you've had a cardiovascular event, you clearly are up in the double digits in terms of risk.
Right. So I think surgeons in practice need to know that something major may be coming down the line for their patients. It may be nothing or it may be something. It's just what we're going to find out pretty soon. Probably the biggest question in adjuvant therapy research right now. What do you think?
I would agree with that.